Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Went down to Tampa Alley. See what was going on.
Little Stevie Ray Vaughan bringing us back, ladies and gentlemen, the late great Stevie Ray Vaughan, one of my favorite blues men. Seven Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for being part of my day. Paul Conway is our guest. He is the president of Generation Opportunity. His job is to get young people to engage in the political process, to stay engaged, to vote, to contribute, to participate, to get excited, to get riled up about the whole, their whole civic duty. And Paul, good job for you. Well done on your part. Tell us a little bit more. Do a better job of explaining yourself than I did.
Sure. Well, I think you crystallized it fine. So as a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization, we're very focused on issues, not candidates and campaigns. And so what we've tried to do is capture the imagination of a lot of young Americans on what can be better in terms of job creation, entrepreneurship, and small business. We've got over 4 million people that we've been able to pull onto our social media platforms. We've been engaged with 250,000. And if the idea is this, that you can do better, you can improve your life, you can get a job, America's best days are ahead, those are the kind of folks that we've engaged. And over the next, 24, 36 hours, we're turning out as many of them as we can
to vote. Good for you. So let's you've been traveling around the country. I'm going to get you to handicap the election for us. Okay. As you see it, let's talk about the battlegrounds, primarily Florida, Virginia, Ohio for the moment. What are you seeing in Florida?
Okay, in Florida, you got Volusia County, you got the I-4 corridor down there, which are really kind of like key pivot points for battleground Florida. I do think that Romney will pull out a victory in Florida. I think the groundwork is already going in that direction for him. You see a visit down there by the president today. Young voters, 17% of that electorate down there, are highly engaged. And one of the issues they're very engaged about, we were just talking about this over on the Pensacola area, is the whole thing about what's going on with our military community in Benghazi.
Right.
That's a last-minute issue that's coming up that has a lot of people
mm-hmm.
picked off.
Mm-hmm. What about Virginia?
Virginia is an interesting one as well. Virginia has gotten more and more left or Democrat over the past 4 or 8 years. Larger number of federal employees in Northern Virginia makes it a very swing area. And Tidewater, Virginia, site of the world's largest military facility, is not considered really a rock-hard conservative area. You got a lot of people that come in and go out. Two late issues in this campaign that are making a big difference in Virginia. Sequestration, the cuts to the military. A lot of people don't understand that when you're cutting the military and talking about that, people have to plan. So you have a huge number of contractors, and the other community that's impacted is the academic community that supports it through research.
So let me ask you: speaking of that, the Obama administration was telling the contractors that they didn't have to tell their employees that they might lose their job. But what did those contractors do?
Well, those contractors, that was under threat of the Secretary of Labor, who. I've been a chief of staff of the Labor Department. I can tell you this. The solicitor of the Labor Department said that that's not exactly an accurate interpretation of the rule.
Right.
And under the law, and you have Congress take a strong exception, under the law, contractors must notify their employees.
But did they do that?
They did not.
They did not. And so even the Obama administration even gave them cover to say, if you're sued by not doing it, we'll support your defense. Now, what is that but a contrived avoidance of the law?
You know, when you step back, there's the law and everything, and then there's what's right. It's a perverse disincentive
for employers
to be honest with their employees. And think of the time of the year this is. Okay? This is right before the holidays.
Unbelievable that they pull that off. Let's move on. So what do you think, quickly on Virginia, what do you think is going to happen?
I think Romney will take Virginia in part because Obama has worked very diligently to lose it, especially in Southwest coal country with the war on coal.
Yeah. All right. What about Ohio?
Ohio is going to be a tough one. I think it's going to be a long night. I think that highly possible Ohio is going to go to recount. The key thing about Ohio is this. You can cast a provisional ballot in Ohio that under the law does not have to be counted. If you don't have your ID with you, they give you a provisional ballot. Those don't have to be counted until Friday morning at 10.
Right. And so unless Romney also wins Pennsylvania or he wins Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, or whatever, so that Ohio is not important, then we may not know till the weekend.
That's right. That's exactly right. And that's why you see both sides lawyering.
Is Pennsylvania, Wisconsin really in play for Obama? I mean, for Romney?
Yeah. Actually, we do think that Wisconsin's in play. I mean, we're being a huge
One of the newspapers there went endorsed him this week. Hey, Paul, good job with the young people. Thanks for being here. Thanks for bringing this report. And come back again real soon.
Thanks for being a defender of free enterprise.
I appreciate that. You too. Paul Conway, ladies and gentlemen, with Generation Opportunity. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Don't forget to vote.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.